Okay, we're here with Benjamin Booker at Forecastle 2014. He just got off stage.
Woo!
And well, let me just say this. It was pretty darn good. And I got Scott White with me, Benjamin, and Benjamin's two backup guys, his drummer and his bassist, and we're going to talk with them in just a couple of minutes. But Scott White has got a couple of questions for you.
I do.
What do you got, Scott?
Well, the first thing I want to know is what's the name of your two guys here?
Oh.
You got your bassist, who's got a great shirt. Yeah, we're doing an interview. Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm Alex Bodo.
Alex Bodo from Tampa.
Yeah.
And the drummer.
I'm the drummer.
And mandolin player.
Yeah.
Max Norton.
My name's Max Norton.
Yeah. And you're from Tampa too?
Yeah.
Benjamin, you're a Tampa guy, but you're living in New Orleans now.
Yeah, me and Max live in New Orleans. Alex lives in Nashville now.
I live in the car.
I live in the car.
And a car is a good place to live when you're on the road.
I live in the car with these guys.
Well, how long have you been in NOLA?
A couple years. I moved out there to work right after I got out of college for like a nonprofit.
Okay. Well, yeah. Tell me how you wound up in New Orleans and how you went from, obviously, the stereotype New Orleans guy is doing something with hip-hop or some kind of brass stuff going on or some of the Cajun sound, but you're coming out. You three guys play some mean, grungy, funky blues. Where's that come from?
I don't know where that comes from. I when I first moved to New Orleans, there was like a radio station there called WWOZ that plays like a bunch of rhythm and blues and stuff from the 50s. And like I already had these songs like from Florida, like we grew up listening to a lot of punk and stuff, and moved out there and just like combined that like punk with like the New Orleans rhythm and blues kind of stuff. So that's just what happened.
I'm glad you asked that because the thing I was listening to, you know, you say, okay, we're going to do a cover of Otis Redding. It turns out to be Chain Gang, I think. And then,
Shout Bamalama.
Oh, is it Shout Bamalama?
Yeah, it's Otis Redding and the Pine Tops. Yeah.
Excellent.
It's a really old
song. Well, I heard you drop in Chain Gang, so that's where my head went. But at the end of the day, I'm expecting, you know, a little R&B. Maybe your two guys here are going to start dancing or something. You lay down this kind of punk, like, it's like, it was unbelievable.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it. Yeah. We don't really do covers. Every time I go to do a cover, I'm like, you got to learn the song. We just end up, like, writing a new song. But yeah, I like that one. Yeah.
Do you guys write collaboratively, or are you the main guy?
I write the songs, and then usually like Max will come in on drums and Alex on bass.
Kind of play around with the arrangement a little bit.
Yeah.
Were you guys professionally trained? I mean, particularly on the drums. I mean, we were really. Mike, you said he almost had like a Max Roach sense to him. What was your?
You like Max Roach?
Yeah,
from on that?
Just listen to a lot of jazz and like. Blues records growing up.
Ginger Baker.
Yeah.
I said
That's exactly what Mike said.
I like triplets a lot. That's kind of the secret. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, are you guys professionally trained?
No.
You guys are just three bums from Tampa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's putting it nicely.
Well, all right. Yeah. Well, what was the nonprofit you worked for in NOLA?
It's called Hands On New Orleans. They do volunteer organization for a bunch of nonprofits. So if you want to ever volunteer, there's a bunch of hands-ons across the country. There's probably one here in town, and you just go to their website and you can find places to volunteer around town and just sign up online. It's great.
Okay,
cool.
Benjamin, we gotta get a plug in here. The new record is called what, and when is it coming out?
It's self-titled. It's coming out August 19th here on ATO and August 18th in the UK on Rough Trade Records.
Fantastic.
Are y'all gonna get over to the UK this summer and the fall?
Oh yeah, we're going back to Europe twice this year. We're gonna go in August and play a couple festivals and a bunch of shows, and then we're gonna go to France in November and play some stuff.
Great. Quick recommendation, stay away from the neoliberal south of England. Get up to the north around Leeds and see some real guys.
All right, yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, viva la revolution. Hey guys, thanks.
Thank you.
Y'all gonna be at the at Newport too? Did I read that?
That is true.
Oh man.
That's a true story.
You know what that is? That is a life achievement. To be on the bill at Newport, folk. Dude, Lewin Davis.
He's hanging out.
Lewin, he's with us. Is he this depressed all the time, though? That's what
I'm so sad.
Benjamin Booker, everybody.
Benjamin, thanks a lot.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.